T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg cyber reporter Margie Murphy. There is a disturbing trend hitting the tech space, and it is growing. It is apps and websites that use AI to, quote, undress women. And there's a soaring in popularity, boosting worries over the production of non-consensual, erotic, or pornographic material. So first off, how do these apps and websites, quote, unquote, undress a person that is in a photo?
Sure. So the user of an app or website can upload a photo to the service, and they differ, but at its core, they're using image diffusion technology. So they're using machine learning to basically edit a picture super, super quickly, far quicker than a human could. And you can, some apps will let you type in prompts, and you can ask for certain parts of a woman's anatomy, and others just generate it straight off the bat. So you might put a photo of a woman standing straight on, and you'll get the photo back within a couple of minutes, and they will no longer be wearing any clothes.
Again, it feels like technology progressing faster than any kind of regulatory action. And again, it's that, you know, just because we can do this doesn't mean that we should.
Right, absolutely. Currently, there's no federal law prohibiting creation of non-consensual deepfake pornography. There are some laws in certain states under revenge porn laws, but even then, they're quite narrow. So if someone's just stolen your photo off social media and uploaded it, it may not count. It may have to be a photo that a victim sent to the person, and it was originally an intimate photo. So it's a real patchwork legal situation, which means people who may be victims of harassment through these pictures might not have any legal recourse to take any action.
So aren't any social media platforms or mobile apps or wherever you get these apps and websites, can't they crack down on the sale or the accessibility of them?
Right. So that's what was quite interesting in my research of this. Often the apps have a little tick box that say, I promise that I'm not uploading a photo of someone who hasn't agreed for me to undress them, which I think, just in terms of common sense, is quite ridiculous.
Right.
You know, most people are going to be uploading pictures and not telling the person who's in them. And I think that's their little disclaimer at the bottom of the website that I think they think will get them off scot-free. But also, these apps and services aren't liable for what people create using their platforms because of the Section 230 law. So they're not hosting these pictures, so they're not really liable for it. I think the only people that could be found responsible were if someone was creating them and then saving them on their computer. But then, as I said, the law is so kind of vague, it would be hard to stop them from doing that.
Margie, thanks very much for your reporting. That is Bloomberg cyber reporter Margie Murphy. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.